This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to Borscht Club on ORFM, where we stir up vibrant stories, rich traditions, and the voices of the Ukrainian community. Grab a seat. It's time to dive into something truly special. Hello, hello, how are you? And wait until you hear what I have to share with you today. On Saturday, a significant event took place for the Ukrainian community in New Zealand. A collection of Ukrainian language children's books was officially opened in Christchurch. So if you are ever in Christchurch, make sure you visit Turanga, the city's central library, and have a look through these beautiful Ukrainian books. I really wanted to capture the atmosphere of this event for you, so I recorded it as it happened. Don't be surprised if you hear children talking, laughing or playing in the background. After all, this is a children's book collection, so that is exactly where children should be. Today I'm not working from the studio. Instead, I'm bringing you a report directly from the event. So make yourselves comfortable and let's travel together to Christchurch City Libraries. Guests were welcomed by the Ukrainian choir Hai Luna.
Наша маланка, подністрянка, Дністром плила, ноги мила, Дністром плила, ноги мила.
The next speaker was Christine Grant, Content Manager for Libraries and Information. Let's listen to her speech.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to the launch of the Ukrainian Children's Book Collection. My name, as you know now, is Christine, and I have the absolute pleasure of being the content manager at Christchurch City Libraries. One of the very special parts of my role is to work with Maya and Amber and the team, and that is to support groups in our community to access and read books in their own language. We're really proud to have this collection trial in place at Turanga, and we really encourage you all to come in and use it as often as you can. When we all met together to discuss the collection, we were so impressed by the absolute amazing passion for literature that you guys have and your strong commitment to working with libraries. And we get that because we're pretty keen on books and libraries too. So please enjoy the celebration of this edition of your new collection in the Ukrainian language. We're delighted to be welcoming a new community of readers to join our library whānau. I'd like to extend a huge thank you to everyone who contributed to get to this special day. It's been a pleasure to share this journey with you. Thank you, we welcome you, we hope you enjoy using our beautiful libraries and borrowing your new collection. Thank you.
I also recorded a speech by the Mayor of Christchurch, Phil Major. But once the official part was over, I couldn't resist asking him a couple of questions as well. First, let's hear his speech, followed by our brief interview.
Hello everyone. Before I start, I just marvel at the wonderful photos of the buildings that you have out in your country. It looks like an absolute wonderful place to be when you're out in the country. It's a pleasure to be here today to celebrate the opening of this Ukrainian children's collection at Turanga. Libraries are more than a place, more than places just to borrow books. They are places where stories, language, identity are treasured and passed from one generation to another. And as you can see outside, on a pretty cold and miserable day here in Christchurch, it gets a lot of use. So this is so good. For Ukrainian children and families in Christchurch, these books are a connection to home, to culture, and to the language that carries so many cherished memories. Christchurch is proud to be a welcoming and inclusive city. By making these stories available, we are sending a simple but important message. You belong here. Your culture matters, and your stories deserve to be heard. At a time when so many Ukrainian families have experienced uncertainty and loss, this collection is also a quiet expression of friendship and solidarity from the community. To everyone who helped make this possible, thank you, and may the shells be well used, well loved, and inspire many young readers for times to come, for years to come. And I am so proud to be involved with the initiative that got this off the ground, and so is Christchurch. So thank you very much for asking me to come and see you today. Have a good day. Thank you.
What does it mean for Christchurch to have a Ukrainian language collection in its public library?
Tauranga is our largest library in Christchurch, and I'm so pleased to hear that this initiative for Ukrainian books is the first in New Zealand. So I'm very happy, and I'm very taken by what I've seen in there, the lovely young kids, the colours, the photos of the buildings out in the countryside in Ukraine, and these 67 books that have been purchased and put in there, and I hope to someday soon there'll be a whole lot more, but it's very, very good for the heart, and we just want to welcome the Ukrainian people into Christchurch. We're a multicultural city, and anything we can do to help people feel like they're still at home to a certain degree, and also teach their young children about storytelling and nursery rhymes and all of that sort of thing, it's always good. I have 9 grandchildren of my own, and they're all young, and they love storytelling.
Have you heard much about the Ukrainian community, and what do you think Ukrainians bring to the city?
Extremely hardworking people, you know, got a lot of business sense, and my wife and I do citizenship every month. It's normally about 300 people from 47, sometimes different countries, every month. And there is a fairly healthy proportion of those are Ukrainian. And we just welcome anyone that's coming in. Because it's the people that make Christchurch as strong as it is.
Laurie Rankin's daughter is Ukrainian. For their family, books are one of the most important ways for her daughter to learn Ukrainian so that she can communicate with her grandmother in Ukraine. Let's listen to Laurie.
Kia ora, everyone. My name is Laurie, and I was part of the advocacy group along with Max and Yana from the Ukrainian Association that campaigned for this collection. I know that for my daughter, who is half Ukrainian, this collection gives me hope that she will see the library as a place to connect with her heritage, a little slice of the Ukraine. By being able to engage with the Ukrainian books, it will help her to practice and strengthen her grasp of the Ukrainian language so that she can one day fluently converse with her babushka, who is back living in the Ukraine. This collection is more than just books. It shows us that the city of Christchurch sees our community as part of the fabric of our city. It offers a warm welcome to those members of our community who may not have been here long and may not have been able to bring many reminders of home. This collection is a gift to our tamariki, to our families, and to everyone who calls Christchurch home. Thank you again for being here today, for supporting our Ukrainian community. I hope that these books become a place of connection, comfort, and pride for many years to come. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.
And now let's learn more about Christchurch City Libraries and the new Ukrainian collection.
My name's Maya Abraham, and I am the Kaihautū Manager of Māori and Multicultural Services.
Could you tell us a little about Christchurch City Libraries?
So we're a public library network in Christchurch City. So we've got 20 physical libraries. We've got a outreach library as well, going out to the community. And we've got vans that we use to take the books and the resources out. And then we've got programs teams. We've got my team, the Māori and Multicultural Services team, and then we've got the teams that support the buying of the books, the cataloguing, and the distribution of the books.
What kinds of books and resources are available, and in which languages?
Well, we've got 20. We've got 19 languages. I don't have all of them in front of me, but it ranges from French to Tamil, and now we've got the Ukrainian language, and we've got lots of Pacific languages as well, so Tongan, Samoan, Vanuatu, but we've got 19 languages. Tūranga has the breadth of the collection, so if you want to definitely come and read your collection, it'll definitely be at Tūranga.
What services and programs does the library offer beyond lending books?
So it's programs and it's events. So we have an annual schedule of celebration. So we do Lunar New Year every January, February, March. We have Philippines Independence Day, Diwali, Day of the Dead, Japanese cultural celebration. So those are the ones that we do every year, but then we respond to community need as well. Like for example, in 2022, we had a Ukraine Celebration Day here at Tūranga, which was when I first met Jana as well. So that was the beginning of our relationship, and it's become, you know, it's kind of eventuated into today as well. So yeah, we respond to the community need, and the Ukrainian one was one of them. The Korean one, Italian, just whatever the communities in Christchurch need, they get in touch and we'll do our best.
So can any community approach the library and hold an event celebrating its culture here?
Yeah, so they'll send in a request and say, we want to do this, and it'll be my team that responds, and we just provide some options. We work through different scenarios, what we could do. Could be a big one-day event, it could be an exhibition. We just work with what we've got and the request. And the other things that we can do are bilingual story times. So if the community want to have their language represented through stories, then we'll create an event so that they can come and do that. Or there'll be workshops, cultural workshops. So for Chinese Language Week, we had a tea-making workshop. So yeah, it's almost like the world is our oyster. It depends on the capacity or the resources that we've got or what the community needs, but we'll always try to find a way to help.
You have almost answered my next question. How does the library support Christchurch's diverse communities? But perhaps there is something else you would like to add.
Yeah, so through the collections that we've got, that's definitely one way. The programs, that's how we, you know, give the face of the libraries to the community. Outreach is another way, so we will go to the communities and we partner with different communities as well. So if they've got a cultural event outside of the libraries but they want our presence, we'll go. And the other thing that we're trying to do more of is translations as well. So making sure that our information is understandable and readable for everyone in the city. So we've done our best to translate the conditions of membership, the code of conduct, and the care of children's policies into 18 languages, I think. So more of that.
How did the idea for this Ukrainian children's book collection come about?
Yeah, that came through the campaign that the Ukrainian Association led, gathering information and feedback from the community and then sending that through to the library and the council and everyone related to the library. And so over a couple of years we've just worked through what the request was, what the options were. We looked at other models, but what we got to was the trial of a children's collection, because the children's collection is the most used collection that we see in the libraries. So we thought the value of a collection for the Ukrainian community might be in the children's collection. So that's what we worked on. So yeah, it was built out of a relationship with the community and people like Jana, and then just coming around the same table and talking about the options. And it does take a while, so that's something for us to think about on the library side, but we've got there. We've got somewhere where we're both happy with it. So,
how long did the process take from the initial idea to the opening of the collection?
Well, I think the first email was about 2 years ago, but like I said, we've been working with Jana since 2022 on cultural events, but I think about the collection was 2 years.
Is there a possibility of creating an adult Ukrainian language collection at the library?
It's definitely part of the review. So the trial is to promote the fact that we've got a collection, get people using it, interested in it, and then the next phase after the usage of the collection is to review what would be of value to the community. Yeah, once we go through that phase, we can explore what the options are. But adults, yeah, we also want to make sure adults are getting the use out of it too.
Yeah. What kinds of books can children and families find in the collection? Have you read or perhaps looked through any of these books? How did you prepare this collection?
Well, we worked with the community here. So the process they go through is the content team, they prepare the books for being on the shelf. Then they work through the ISBN number to understand the content of the books. Then they put cataloging information into our online database. So we usually can do that, but sometimes, because it's in a different language, we need help, which is how the community helped us with that. So, I mean, for me, other than just looking at the beautiful images and the trying to understand what the story is through the images, that's about as far as I got. But, you know, like most children's collections, they were very colourful and beautiful and, you know, something that the community would be using. And I also saw that Harry Potter is part of the collection. So, you know, everyone loves a bit of Harry Potter, so that's good. The collection includes board books, fairy tales and legends, non-fiction items, and books for older kids, such as Harry Potter.
What do you hope this collection will mean for Ukrainian children and families in Christchurch?
Well, it's definitely about a connection with home. It's a connection with a very important part of the community's identity and culture. So as a team who want to support that, I hope that happens. Hope that the community gather around the books to not just read the books, but connect and to reminisce or to share stories. So I hope that this collection can foster some more community building or some cultural sharing. But then also just on a literacy level, just help children to learn the language, adults to learn the language, whether they're from Ukraine or not, but just an exposure to a new language or a different language, or because built into that is about social cohesion, and it's about connecting with people who might be different to us, but for people of Ukraine being able to connect with their place as well.
How can families find and borrow these books?
So the best place, if you can't get into Tūranga, is to look on our website on the catalogue. Search Ukraine in the search bar and it will come up with all of our titles. But if you're coming into Tūranga, the collection will be on Hapuri Community Level 1. So it's the first floor up from the ground floor in the World Languages collection of Hapuri. But if you're struggling to find it, there'll be signage, but if you're struggling to find it, then a librarian will be able to help you find it. And yes, if you search on our website, you'll be able to find all the titles. You can place holds. So if you like the look of a book, you can place a hold on the website and we'll put it aside for you and you can come in and pick it up as well.
And what about people from Dunedin, for example? how can they borrow a book from this collection?
So the way that we allow for adults outside of Christchurch City is through a subscription model. So information about how to subscribe to Christchurch City is on our website, but that's one way to access our collections. For people under the age of 18 within Canterbury, they can borrow the collections for free. So that's through our the Gamut Trust relationship in Canterbury. So if you're under the age of 18 but you live outside of Christchurch City, you can sign up for a free Christchurch City membership and then you can borrow the collection that way. And yeah, but otherwise, if you don't want to do that, or you don't want to, or if you're over the age of 18, then I suggest you talk to your public library and encourage them to do something similar that we're doing. So,
are there plans to expand the Ukrainian collection in the future?
So the trial collection will be reviewed after 2 years. And so we'll bring around the table the same people that we brought around the table to establish the collection, like yourself and Jana and anyone else who the community thinks worth reviewing with. And we'll go through what we achieved over the 2 years. And then at that point, we'll decide when and how and what. But at the moment, I just encourage everyone to come and use it, come and read the books, come and borrow them, and come and connect over the books. I'm proud that we're able to do this, so I hope you feel a sense of pride as well in that. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you all reading our collection. Thank you.
Thank you. Jana Horozova was one of the people who advocated and worked hard to bring a Ukrainian language book collection to the library. Yes, this is the same Jana whose name you have already heard mentioned several times today. So now let's give her the floor.
Kia ora. Добрий вечір. 3 years ago, we first contacted multicultural department in Christchurch Central Library. And it was accepted, but one of the requests they have made was a request to Statistics New Zealand, which showed up that there are unfortunately not that many Ukrainians living in South Island, so they would be able to open a bookshelf for us. So in the end of all, we've done a petition and more than 200 Ukrainians signed it off. Many of them were born here or from the family when one of the parents are New Zealander, another one Ukrainian. And that's why when Statistics New Zealand were sort of counting up how many Ukrainians live here, those people who were born in mixed families, they could be counted as other Europeans, they could be counted as New Zealanders or as Ukrainians. That is why that statistics was not very correct. So once again, I've contacted library Maya Abraham and Amber Lee, who were amazing at helping, and yeah, my request was in the end of all satisfied. I really appreciate their help. They were actually the core people who helped the books to show up in the library. Plus, obviously, we have the support from the mayor, Phil Majors, and we had support of Ukrainian embassy over in Australia. We handed over some books to Christine, who is the content manager in Christchurch Central Library, and she kindly labeled all the books within less than three months. She and her team put them up on the shelf in the very, very, very nice way. They're so colorful, just amazing books, amazing quality. And so much work has been done by Christine from content team. So these books are there. And I know for sure that on Saturday, just after the official opening of the shelf, I've been told that a few books already been taken. So I'm really happy with the results. Very, really happy with the results. And yeah, happy for my Ukrainian community, for kids and for adults, of course.
Thank you for joining me today. I hope I managed to share at least a little of the atmosphere of this important and very warm occasion with you. Until next time!
Thank you for tuning in to Borscht Club on ORFM. Stay connected with us and listen to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz. This is your host Оля Вязенко, wishing you joy and a delicious day ahead. До зустрічі! See you next time!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.